Time is 8:07. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau, getting a few rays of sunshine for the first time in a few days, but right now overcast, 33 degrees is the temperature. It is Friday morning. Yep, the end of a very significant and busy work week. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can tune in by watching a video stream if you go to our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or your Bow Falls Radio X page. So just you can see video of what we're doing along with the audio as you can get on different sources as well. Also, if you would like to join the show, you can either call or text us. Again, grab a piece of paper, grab a pencil, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. If you have a thought on anything we talk about or even things we don't talk about, we would love to hear. You can either give us a ring, Ian will pick you up over in our producer room, or you can just send a text and we'll pass it along as well. 715-382-9297. Coming up on the program today, at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to our Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Obviously, still a busy time in sports. It's always a busy time in sports, isn't it? But now the Milwaukee Brewers are underway, off to a good start. They just started their season off a week ago today. And so far, so good for the Milwaukee Brewers. Not very good in terms of the last number of days for the Milwaukee Bucks. So Brewers, Bucks, and a whole bunch more with Mike Clemens coming up at the bottom of the hour after our information update. Mike will join us at 8:34. Also coming up in about 10, 11 minutes or so, we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. We have gone through, a pretty dreary week weather-wise. We have had a lot of snow early on and then overcast and chilly conditions yesterday, but things are about to turn around a bit. Things are about to get a little more bright. Not as warm as maybe we would like, but it's going to get warmer, so we'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Also want to let you know that, again, knock on wood, and I think we're going to get it in today because the weather looking not bad. I think that enough snow has gone away and that the field conditions will be good enough for us to have high school softball this afternoon. A chance for the first time this season for high school softball during the spring sports season, and get a chance to see two of the schools and the teams that we see on a regular basis as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will open up their season at Wausau West taking on the Warriors. So Newman Catholic at Wausau West High School softball this afternoon. I'll be over at Wausau West High School, have the pregame show at 4:20, have the first pitch at 4:30 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Hello and good morning, Chad.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I had a really fun night yesterday because along with doing Anything Goes rehearsals, I also have a center stage rehearsals on Thursday as well. And last night was a very fun rehearsal.
Why was it fun yet last night?
I was just singing through all the big group numbers. It was a lot of songs I'm familiar with and love singing. It just put me in a great mood.
That's what you like to hear. And doggone it, these days, we don't hear that enough, where somebody is in a great mood. Everybody, there's so much negativity, and especially when you're talking about politics and issues and elections, everybody going after everybody else to say, hey, I'm in a great mood, and I'm feeling good myself. As I said, I'm excited to go off and do some softball this afternoon.
Yeah.
And even though it's going to have to be bundled up, it's going to be chilly, but doggone it, we're going to the weekend, and there's opportunities to have fun. There's opportunities to have a smile, a laugh with your friends. It's opportunities to take advantage of what looks to be a pretty good spring weekend. And doggone it, I think that's what we need to focus on here today. We're going to try to be as positive as possible. Of course, we got to talk about a few issues as well during the course of the next couple of hours. But at the same time, we need to be able to have that ray of sunshine. I mean, we haven't seen much sunshine this week. We're going to see, I think, some sunshine as we get into the day. We're going to see a lot of sunshine tomorrow. And I think that you have set the tone here early on. That's exactly what we want, to set the tone for what's going to be, I think, a lot of smiles, a lot of fun, and a really great launch into the weekend.
Indeed, I couldn't agree more.
There's also something I want to mention. I think a little later on we're going to talk about a few other of the terrific opportunities to see some different events here in Central Wisconsin. But I was looking at the listings for the movies that are being played at Cedar Creek this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one that caught my attention. I have never seen Gone with the Wind. Have you ever seen Gone with the Wind?
I've seen parts of it. I haven't actually seen the whole movie in one sitting.
Well,
I've seen parts of it.
Gone with the Wind is celebrating its 85th anniversary.
Wow.
And which, yeah, that is wow, because it was 1939 that was it came out.
Yeah.
And Gone with the Wind, if you have never seen it, and I've never seen it, and I'm guessing there's more than a few people that have not seen it, you have an opportunity both this weekend and also early next week at Cedar Creek Cinema over in Cronenwetter. And I think it's, Cronenwetter. I think technically they may call it Mosinee or whatever. I mean, but we all know where the Cedar Creek is.
Mm-hmm.
But Gone with the Wind, 85th anniversary, they're going to show the movie on Sunday twice at 1 p.m. and also at 7 p.m. And then also have opportunities on Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. And it's got my interest piqued, because actually Monday and Wednesdays and Sunday are actually good days. So I might take an opportunity, because I actually, I can't remember how long ago it was. A few years back, Cedar Creek brought in Casablanca.
And, oh, yes.
And I'd seen it play. I mean,
that movie I have.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one many times, and it's just, I'm a huge Humphrey Bogart fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought that one in a few years ago, but I'd never seen it on the big screen. I'd always seen it on television, or on you know just in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so fantastic to see a movie like that on the big screen, and I can just imagine as well for Gone with the Wind that it would be an incredible experience to see that on the big screen. So I just thought I'd mention that early on, because again, positivity, to be able to start off our Friday and go into the weekend on a positive note, and a great opportunity. Again, Gone with the Wind at the Cedar Creek Mall, Cedar Creek Cinema over at Cedar Creek, Sunday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then again, if you have a chance, Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. as well. So take advantage. You don't get that opportunity that much. In fact, for a couple of decades ago, I lived in Southern California for a little time, in the Los Angeles Hollywood area.
Ooh.
And they have, it's called the New Beverly Cinema, where basically they show older movies all the time, every day.
Nice.
And they rotate them all the time, and sometimes they're really, you know, classics from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
Ooh.
And others are what you call classics from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and even into the 21st century.
Okay.
And I always thought, I mean, it was always great to have those kind of places where you could see movies that you otherwise would never see on the big screen. And I don't know whether or not, as a business proposition here in Central Wisconsin, that would be something that would work very well, but it would be kind of cool to have.
It would be cool.
And actually, back when I was very young, when I was actually like a teenager, they used to show movies at the Grand Theater. And sometimes they would bring in some shows that were older. But they've gone away with that from that in terms of, because obviously the Grand is so busy with these incredible different shows that are going through, and something had to give. But sometimes I've thought it would be kind of cool to have a second run theater in the area. But heck, I mean, one of the things that is really odd, I think, about our area is that the only first run theater in the general Wausau area is over at Cedar Creek.
That is true.
I mean, back in the, again, I'm going to show my age, and I'm sure there are folks out there right now that remember it. Right here where we're located, this block down the road here used to be the Rogers Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a church. It's like a,
I think so.
Yeah, it's a church now, but some sort of place where for religious services. But that used to be downtown, and there also used to be over where County Market is, Crossroads County Market.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be the Crossroads Cinema. And now where the Crossroads Cinema was is a gas station. So there used to be a couple of theaters here in Wausau proper. But I remember when there was talk about what to do with the mall area, that at one point there was talk of bringing in a theater, which I thought would be a good idea.
See, I was before that. I'm really sad they shut that idea down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that somewhere in Wausau, you would think that you could have a movie theater. And obviously, I mean, these days, and especially post-COVID, I know that movie theaters have struggled to bounce back. It's getting better and better, but people stopped. And you also now, as you well know, have all these streaming services that you're able to see movies very quickly after they're out in theaters. I mean, it really doesn't take a lot of time now. Back in the day, again, it used to take months and months and months before movies would be released on cassette or on DVD. But, just interesting. So, again, Gone with the Wind at Cedar Creek Sunday at 1 and 7 p.m. and Monday and Wednesday at 7 p.m. as well. Weather-wise, will it be a good weekend to be in a theater? Well, we'll ask our meteorologist. We'll talk to Brittany Merloa coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by viewing on our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or our Bow Falls Radio X page as well. Overcast skies as we begin here on this Friday morning. 33 degrees is the temperature. And to find out what to expect for your Friday and into the weekend after what has been a rather dreary week. I haven't seen a whole lot of sunshine. We saw plenty of snow earlier in the week, but what can we expect? Can we see some sunshine coming soon? In fact, just in the last second, I took a look to my right, and some sunshine popped through. So there's a good start here on this Friday morning. And to find out about the weather, we are joined again from our meteorological team, Brittany Merloa. Brittany, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. I love how you just made the sunshine appear. Like a snap of a finger.
Exactly. We need some because it's been a long week because, we haven't seen, I don't think, really much of any sunshine all week long. It just feels better when I take a peek to my right and see that little bit of sunshine poking through.
It really does. It brightens your mood. It's Friday. The sun is going to be out there. And it's funny because we're the only ones still hanging on to some cloud cover, really. And then Milwaukee. It's just us and Milwaukee. The rest of the state is bright and beautiful already. So, you know, it's just around the corner. It will be mostly sunny today. High temperatures climbing into the mid-40s. No rain in the forecast, no snow in the forecast for today, no winds in the forecast. I have nothing for you but sunshine and mid-40s today.
It's about time we got a little boring weather, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And I put boring on repeat. I mean, beautiful, spring-like, seasonal, Saturday, sunny, mid-50s tomorrow.
Let me ask you real quickly before we talk about all that great sunshine. I know that we had been talking for quite a while about some drought conditions, but now we had, of course, that around 10 inches where that melted. Then after a drencher of a rainfall a couple of weeks ago, then this week we had snow as well. And has the water conditions, the drought conditions, been eased to a point where you'd consider it normal? Where do we stand on that right now?
So right now, I would say we're pretty decent at the moment. The rain, that snow, all of that in the last week or two really helped. I mean, it took the state from a 72% drought down to 30% drought. So only 30% of us has some issues to worry about. And in terms of like severe drought, there's only 6%, and that is centered down in the southern half of the state, where they've been getting hit with a bunch of rain and snow. So that should even go away after this week. So they look at the drought monitor every Thursday that updates. And the thing with that is it doesn't take into effect that Tuesday, Wednesday rainfall or snow or anything like that. So I think we're actually better off than the drought monitor is showing. So I think we're in good stand.
Also, in addition to the sunshine coming today and tomorrow, we're going to start to warm up again, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Finally, right? Feeling like spring is spring. We just look backwards to winter.
But, I've been still wearing the winter coat. I want to get rid of that winter coat. We're now April the 5th. It's time to start getting rid of that winter coat. Don't you agree?
I agree with you, and we can shed it for tomorrow. But we were hoping for some 70s in the future. I do see 60s. I don't see 70s. So I just want to get that out of the way really quick for those of you who are hoping for that. But what's going to happen is a little touch warmer today into the mid-40s. We'll slide even warmer tomorrow into the low 50s. Then we're going to kind of hover out there in the upper 40s, low 50s as we go through the weekend and into early next week. That's because a storm system is hitting. So that rain falling and all of the clouds is going to keep us colder. But we're not going to drop below freezing. We don't have any snow in the forecast, so that's good news. And as we go into later next week, right around midweek, we'll climb into the low 60s on Wednesday and then even into Thursday and Friday. So spring is around the corner. It's a distant corner, but it's there.
Well, the way time flies these days, it's really not that far away. Every week goes by so very quickly. We're talking the other day about how we're into the second quarter of the year already, which is insane. And I know you're not nearly as old as I am, but I mean, when you get older, it just feels like every week goes by this vicious circle that every week, you know, you start all up again and it goes by so quickly. So maybe for you as being younger, it'll take a little while to get to those 60s, but for me, it'll be a snap of the fingers. So.
I'm getting there with you.
No, nothing like that.
I know exactly.
All right, Brittany, well, what are the details for our weekend forecast?
Yeah, so as we go into this weekend, we are going to see beautiful sunshine both today and tomorrow. Highs will climb to 52 degrees tomorrow. Winds will be out of the southeast at only 10 miles per hour. Very nice, very calm and pleasant. Sunday, though, if you want to get outside and enjoy it, do it early in the morning. Because by lunch, we're going to see rain rolling in. Not going to be crazy heavy. Starting off as just spotty showers, but it will ramp up as we go into Sunday night and continue into Monday as well. And even into Monday, we have a chance for a few thunderstorms too. So a wet, damp, and dreary end to the weekend. And we're going to start the work week off needing that umbrella there.
Hey, you know those April showers, right?
Yep, Mayflowers.
There you go. Well, Brittany, again, thanks a lot for the information. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll get back together on Monday.
Thanks. You too. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
That is our Brittany Merlot, meteorologist, giving us the latest weather information as she does every weekday at 8:20 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. And, of course, you get the weather information at the top and the bottom of every hour with our information updates as well during the course of the day and the night. Right now in Wausau, again, mostly cloudy, but again, we're seeing a few rays of sunshine. Temperature stands at 33 degrees. The winds are out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. The wind chill factor is 27. The dew point is 26. Relative humidity of 75%. The barometer at 30.12 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Well, we got to say hello to our friend Rob over in Tigerton. Rob is joining us again, giving us the latest information. It says sunny and 36 degrees. Said had an amazing sunrise this morning. So, as Brittany said, we're sort of lagging here in Wausau, waiting for the clouds to go away. And Rob tells us these historical facts as well. He says that this weather reminds him of 1973 when we had a major winter storm. Then it was wet and cold. And also says that was the year his grandma died, and he was only 5 years old. So he's about almost the same age as me, a little bit older, but thanks to Rob for his information. Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports. So real quickly, normally on Fridays, we get a chance to talk to Paul Micklig in the second hour. Unfortunately, he's out of town today. He's off to a coaching clinic down in Madison. So your successful coach like Coach Micklig is, you get asked to be at these clinics. So he will not be with us today, but we do have coming up next a chance to talk sports with the Civic Media and Bow Falls Radio sports reporter Mike Clemens. That's coming up next. The time is 8:28, 33 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. As I mentioned earlier, knock on wood, hopefully the field conditions will be good later this afternoon. Have our first high school softball broadcast of the season with Wausau West hosting New McCathic. But lots of sports going on the last week or so. In fact, it's been an incredibly busy week, and to talk about sports, especially from a Wisconsin point of view, we're joined again by our Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And Mike, good Friday morning.
Good morning, Chad. Was there snow still in that field?
Yes, there was. In fact, there's still little pieces of snow, but fortunately, the Ball Diamond has an infield that is artificial turf, so the thought is that with the weather being pretty sunny and nice today, that we'll be able to get it in today. So I'm looking forward to getting out and about after a winter in gyms and in ice arenas and to get a little sunshine out there today.
Yeah, well, I know you've been really busy. Have you had a chance to watch any of these, a little bit of these Bucks games the last couple of nights?
Yes, and I tell you, I mean, holy cow. I mean, the Washington Wizards, who have won, 15 games or so, and then the 25-win Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, you combined the number of wins, and they don't come close to what the Bucks have had this season, and they lose both those games.
Well, you know, the postseason now just starts, the 20th? I mean, you know, in a week and a half or so. And so here's the thing. I mean, you know, you're getting toward the finish line of the regular season, and all of a sudden the Bucks, you know, a team that, you know, Giannis said, you know, we're going to the finals this year. We need to make moves. They brought in Damian Lillard. You know, we want to be a championship team again this year, while the window is still there. They change coaches. You know, midway through the season. Beating like the Wizards, or you come home and you lose to the Grizzlies. Now, you know, to be fair, on that one night out in Washington, they were missing three of their starting players. Damian Lillard's out with an injury, Chris Middleton, and Patrick Beverley, who they made that trade with the 76ers to bring in. He is such a good defensive player. They'll bring him in midway through the game, and man, he'll just be all over. The point guard, the opposition, is they're trying to bring down the offense and swatting at him and getting steals. He's such a good defensive player. He's out there playing with this a torn ligament in his right wrist, and then he had an ankle or something that sidelined him the other night. So a little banged up. And then Giannis is out there playing for going on the last month with a hamstring tendon issue. He had to miss a couple of games. So Doc Rivers said, okay, look, it's the last couple of games. I mean, we've got our seed. We're going to be the number two or three seed, whatever. They have to, get healthy before they get into the playoffs so they can win that first series and move on. But, one of the things that Doc Rivers, the head coach, has broken down about what's happened to the Bucks in a couple of these games is they're getting outscored in the paint underneath the basket. Like 70-56 or so.
And I think in the last game was by 40 points, I saw the number on that one.
Yeah, and so what that means is, they're not fighting to get in underneath the basket and, and earn those 2 points. And maybe that's the sign also of a team that's kind of beat up, or they're just not running the right sets or whatever, or teams are shutting that off and making the saying to the Bucks, go ahead, take your 3-point shots because we don't think you're going to make them. And it's effective. I mean, it may be a blueprint for beating Milwaukee, and so that raised some eyebrows. Now, so tonight they're at home against the Raptors. I have not seen a release yet from the team as to if and how many of those guys could be back from their starting lineup to see what they can do for this game at home tonight. But there's a lot of things to be concerned about. Damian Lillard really intrigues me, though, Chad, because, here's this guy who played for, 9 years with the Portland Trail Blazers, and then suddenly, and one of the best shooters in the NBA, and then they start going through a rebuild, and they're bringing in all these young guys.
Right.
Tells his agent, okay, listen, I want a ring, okay, and I'm not going to go through a rebuild. Get me out of here. So the agent calls him back and says, okay, hey, we got you. We're sending you to Milwaukee. And Damian, he's very upfront and honest. He's a really interesting, smart guy. He was very honest with us when he first got to Milwaukee, just sitting around and talking to him at their media day. Said, I got to admit, at first I was like, man, I was hoping like Miami. Or,
right.
It's a major market. Milwaukee's kind of a lateral move, man. But then, it sunk in. Well, you're playing with Giannis and these guys won a championship 2 years ago, and they still got some pretty good players, and he came and saw the facilities, and, then he changed his mind a little bit. But he's gone through this personal thing. He missed another game due to, quote, personal reasons last weekend. And, it's this divorce that he's going through.
Right.
I mean, he's married to his, college sweetheart, a couple of kids. We don't know what the reasons are, but soon after the trade, they're filing for divorce, which kind of feels like, she's like, what are you doing? You're making all this money. Portland's our home. Why do you want to move? I mean, I don't know. We don't know the whole story. Maybe someday he'll open up, but he's gone through an awful lot this year. I mean, learning a new team, for the first time after 9 years, a change in coaches, adapting to that. He's only missed about 4 or 5 games due to injuries. But, he's been a key component in them, being the second best team in the Eastern Conference. But he's a very interesting guy to get to know and to follow, and he'll be the key, when they get into the playoffs.
Let me ask you one more thing about the Bucks before we turn our attention to the hardball. You've heard and you just mentioned Doc Rivers said this, and Doc is, you've heard everything Doc has said, basically, in these post-game press conferences and other times he's spoken. Obviously, the man was going to make millions of dollars as a broadcaster if the Bucks didn't come and get him. He does talk exceptionally well. And yet, he seems to say a lot of different things, and yet they're basically a 500 team since he took over. How much of this is on Doc Rivers at this point?
It's very interesting because, I hear from other guys, like when the Celtics were here, you know, I got to sit next to a guy named Mike who's covered them for a long time, who's actually from Milwaukee and grew up a Bucks fan, and now he's been in Boston like the last 20 years or so. And he goes, you know, we heard all this, we heard all these slogans, all these reasons in Boston. You know, they won the one championship, but, you know, they kind of call them Doc-isms. You know, like, oh, you complain about the schedule, or you complain about this, or you complain about that, and whatever. So one minute he sounds like a surgeon who's breaking down a game and can, you know, make insightful observations. And the next minute it's like, you know, it's never him, right? It's never coaching. It's never the scheme. It's the, you know, it's always – and you don't put it directly on the players. You know, it's just the way that, you know, you're running it. So that's a bit of a concern, because at the end of the day, you know, you need a guy that I think these are really good guys, and they do seem to play for each other, this Bucks roster. But at the same time, when you take what Phil Jackson did with all those different egos, mm-hmm. right? Is it that you have to get these guys now to focus and to play smart and to play for each other if you're going to get all the way to the finals. And the fact is, you know, it was only 5 years ago, Chad, when I would be, you know, writing an update regarding the Bucks. I'd call them the young Bucks because they were running up and down the court, blowing past people, right? And they're old.
Yes.
They make jokes about Chris Middleton, how slow he is. They openly make jokes, which makes you think, like, if they don't make it this year, there's going to be regime change on that roster.
And I guess the final note is, tonight, Toronto. Toronto's lost 15 games in a row. They better win tonight.
Yeah.
And they better win impressively tonight. 15 in a row, they're facing a team that's really mailed it in. So,
well, it's just, if you got 5-6 regular season games left, it's just like you show us something that says you're ready for who you're going to, you know, face in the first round, you know, of the playoffs, and that you're going to be able to win that first series and move on, as opposed to be kind of one and done like they were last year against the Miami Heat.
Bucks have lost 4 of their last 5. The Brewers have won 4 of their first 5, and the Brewers got off to a great start in the Big Apple last week, sweeping the Mets and then splitting their first home series against Minnesota. You were following.
Yeah. That's a killer segue. I'm writing this down. I'm stealing that for the afternoon updates. Hang on here.
But you were there, and I tell you, I mean, everybody was, I think, biting their nails because there's so much change with the Brewers, and losing to, obviously, the big horse of their pitching staff with Corbin Burnes now in Baltimore. But boy, they not only won, but they won in very impressive fashion in New York, and then found a way on opening day in Milwaukee before finally falling in their fifth game. But I guess, what did you see? What have you heard?
All these new names, you know, if you're following what they were doing in spring training, and then like the last 10 days, and Pat Murphy started to focus, like, okay, the auditions are over now. Let's start winning some games. Let's get this thing focused. And they ended up winning, I think they were 18-16 in spring training. But, you know, now they're there, and they debut in New York against the Mets. They sweep the Mets. And they're getting all these contributions from these players you haven't heard of before, like Oliver Dunn at third base, you know, the other day. I mean, he makes this catch where he's from, as the third baseman, he goes diving to his left. He looks like Superman in the air, puts that glove back out there, and nice, secure catch of a hard line drive right between him and the shortstop, and falls to the ground and catches it to retire the side. And I leaned over to the 35-year-old sitting next to me in the press box. I said, "You ever heard the name Brooks Robinson?" Yeah, I've seen a couple of clips of him. Yeah, he didn't just pass away. I said, yeah. Baltimore Orioles. I said, that was a Brooks Robinson move. Just outstanding. Like, where'd they get this guy? You know, and then, of course, Jackson Churio, the 20-year-old phenom, you know, who hit his first home run at American Family Field. A great career, but they got him out there in right field. Pat Murphy says, you know, he's still got a lot to learn, but, oh, you know, you can see he just is so smooth at everything he does, the way he catches the ball, the way he runs the bases, the confidence he has at the plate. You know, what a future that they might have. And that's why they signed him up, 8 years and $82 million. Christian Yelich.
Yeah.
He's 32 now, man. He turned things around last season at the plate, And he's such a stud. So, and then they bring in this Rhys Hoskins.
Yes.
Who played for 10 years with the Phillies, then has a torn ACL. And the Phillies just, you know, go ahead and move on, replace him with a younger player. And the Brewers pick him up. And last Saturday, they're playing the Mets, and he's running from as a base runner from first to second, a hard slide in. And McNeil from the Mets, you know, threw up his arms and complaining. Now, you know, I know, Chad, they, you know, they say, hey, that's a baseball move. But, I mean, I've watched that thing over and over again. I mean, Hoskins, he's got his left foot about to take out McNeil's right ankle. And then he's got his right leg and his body about to take out McNeil's knee, you know, sliding into second. And McNeil actually loses the ball, maybe just because, you know, there's this blur in his vision, like he's about to get crunched. But he lost the ball. It broke up a possible double play. You know, Hoskins slides in there, and then he runs over, and McNeil is yelling, and then the bench is empty, and no punches thrown. But, you know, Pat Murphy's like, I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, this is the veteran that you need
yep.
to show the young boys, you know, you play, you know, you everything you can do to win an inning, to win a game. You know, you put in that effort, you put your body on the line to win. And this is a guy who's coming back from a torn ACL. Man, that's a great spark they've got going. In they've only had one bad inning
yeah.
last week. It's like the seventh inning the other day against the Twins. And I, you know, I go up to get a hot dog and say hi to a buddy. I'm like, what happened? Bases are loaded. You know, the Twins scored five runs and won that one 7-3. But tonight
it was your fault. It was your fault, Mike Clemens.
It was my fault. Don't leave my seat. Tonight, though, we go over a three-game series at American Family Field against the Seattle Mariners.
Mike Clemens, again, he follows the Bucks, the Brewers, the Packers, everything we need to know. Mike, hey, have a great weekend. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Chad.
That's Mike Clemens. Time is 8:49. Again, sun is now shining, 33 degrees. More to come here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, again, got a few clouds out there, but the sun is starting to peek through. 33 degrees is the temperature, expecting mostly sunny as we get into the heart of today. High reaching about 46 with lighter winds, north-northeast at 6 to 9 miles per hour. And then tomorrow, just a beauty, a great spring Saturday. Tomorrow, it will be sunny skies and a high of 53 degrees. And very light and variable winds becoming east-southeast, 5 to 9 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday, showers likely after 2 p.m., a high near 49 degrees. And then on Monday, showers likely with mostly cloudy skies and a high 51. But then as we get towards into the meat of next week, things will start to warm up and get a lot of sunshine. Tuesday, partly sunny, 53. Wednesday, mostly sunny and 61 degrees. So looks as though we are going to start to get some real spring-like weather. Also wanted to remind you again tomorrow. Tomorrow from 8 until 9 a.m., premiere of a brand new program here on Bow Falls Radio every Saturday morning. It's called the Wausau Business Show, but it's more than business. It's going to be discussing Wausau and Central Wisconsin and really interesting stuff. Tomorrow, there's going to be an interview with Miss America Wausau native Grace Stanky. But and also there's going to be segments with the Mike on the Street talking to folks here in Central Wisconsin. But it's a really cool new show, the Wausau Business Show. every Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. Right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And earlier in the week, we had a chance to talk to the co-host of the program. And if you missed that, you can just go back to our podcast page. You can go to bowfallsradio.com, click on shows, and then you'll be able to find the Chad Holmes Show and listen to previous episodes of this program. And also, you can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. So we have all of our programs on Civic Media are available as podcasts. Quick note that coming up on Monday, we're going to get an opportunity to talk about theater. Again, it's that time of year where the area high schools are putting on their spring shows. And DC Everest next week, starting next Thursday and going through the weekend, will be performing Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And we're going to have a chance to talk to a couple of the cast members of that program on Monday morning at 8:34. So we're looking forward to that. Also looking to align up folks from the Wausau East production that's coming up and the Wausau West production coming up the following week. We're going to be reaching out as well. So, again, Monday morning, make sure you tune in. It's always great to talk to the young people here in central Wisconsin, and we'll talk about the DC Everest performance of Diary of a Wimpy Kid coming up on Monday morning.
Yeah, and, I still remember reading those books in high school. It's been a while. But the first book I thought was really funny.
And to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with that. So that show is based on a book? Is that correct?
It's based on a series of books, actually.
Oh, really?
I think the show they're doing is just probably based on the first book.
Very good. So, I don't know much about the story behind it, so I'll be able to learn more about it on Monday morning.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever heard it being done as a musical before.
There you go. So something a little bit new. So again, if you have an opportunity,
always nice to do something different.
Exactly. So hopefully folks who have an opportunity will go out and see that show and see the shows at East and West as well over the next couple of weeks. Also, hopefully somebody around here is going to be a big winner tomorrow, because Saturday's Powerball, it continues to rise. Another drawing on Wednesday without a winner, and it's now up to over $1.2 billion. That's B, billion. The Powerball jackpot has risen to roughly, again, it depends on how many tickets they sell between now and tomorrow, but right now it's estimated to be at about $1.23 billion. I mean, we just saw a Mega Millions huge jackpot in the last week or so, and now we're waiting to see who the next big winner will be. And again, I always say when we're talking, I always forget about it, because, again, those are the things that you do that are habits. If you're somebody that buys lottery tickets, I think it's just a habit. You go there, stop at the gas station or whatever, and buy it. But if you don't buy it, you don't think about it.
No.
And I don't think about it. Once I get out of the studio, I don't think about it.
Especially when the odds are that high.
I know, but it's like, you know, when it gets $1.23 billion, it's like somebody's going to win it. Somebody. I mean,
somebody.
So why not me? I mean, why not? Why not me? So, again, if I can remember... And again, that's the big thing. I have to write a note here. I got to write a note, say, buy Powerball for tomorrow, because I want to win that money and be able to, you know, I'm not so old where I won't be able to spend a lot of it. I got to win it pretty soon, because if I get too old, then I won't have any time to spend all that money. But also, real quickly, I saw this interesting story, because sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because there was a woman in Virginia. And she is now $1 million richer because of a slip of the finger. And a woman named Miriam Long, she is a resident of Christiansburg, Virginia. She visited a local CVS to purchase a Mega Millions ticket.
Okay.
But she accidentally selected Powerball instead. Instead of pushing for a Mega Millions ticket, she pushed for a Powerball ticket instead. Little did she know that because of this harmless mistake, her life would be changed. Long's inadvertent choice resulted in her matching the first five winning numbers of the Powerball during the drawing on March the 18th, securing her a $1 million prize.
Wow.
So if she would have pressed what she wanted to, the Mega Millions ticket, because that was in the time where the Mega Millions was getting really, really big.
Oh, yeah.
But she accidentally hit for the Powerball, and instead of having that Mega Millions ticket that would have been worthless, she won $1 million dollars.
How about that?
Pretty amazing stuff.
That is amazing.
And that's cool. I mean, again, you know, you hope that the people that win it are people that deserve it and that would be able to use it in a right. good way. So if you're a Powerball aficionado, good luck on the drawing tomorrow. Time is 8:58. We have an information update coming up, news, weather, and sports. And then coming up, the second hour of the program, we're going to talk about some sad news involving a longtime racetrack here in central Wisconsin. Heard some news yesterday about that. Going to talk a bit about the eclipse that's coming on Monday. We're going to talk about that as well. Lot to do in the final hour of our work week. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.